Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. It's one of those shows. I haven't done one of these in a while, but no guest. It's just me and you. So for those of you listening out there, if you have questions or comments and you'd like to join the conversation, please find me on the Facebook Live and comment on the video, and I will catch those comments and answer your questions throughout the entire show. Today, we're going to be talking about a higher perspective and why it's so important, especially today. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off. Two kind of long quotes. Oh, actually, before I get to the quotes of the day, I do want to mention, and I am so deeply appreciative of my soul family with the Evolutionary Business Council. My loyal listeners, you know I've had many guests on my show who are members of the Evolutionary Business Council, but just before the annual retreat, which was last week, I was asked to join the board of the Evolutionary Business Council, and it is a great honor and privilege for me to have that offer extended to me, and I'm now on the board. So you'll probably hear me talking a little bit more about the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council, as time goes on. For those of you who love listening to my show, who have been thinking about maybe doing your own show, we are building up the network. We're adding more hosts all the time. You can see, if you have not yet signed up for the newsletter, the Talk Radio NYC newsletter, please go to talkradio.nyc and sign up for our newsletter, where we send out announcements about what all of the upcoming shows are. And you can see the newsletter has grown. It's huge now. We've got a lot of shows on. I'm going to have to, as more shows keep coming on board, I'm going to have to figure out ways to tighten it up and make it a little more succinct. But I am working on doing a monetization course for podcasting. So I'm going to announce that once we have it done. I'm working with this wonderful woman from the EBC by the name of Charmaine Hammond, who I've had on my show in past years. And I'll be announcing that once we get things finalized. But she's an expert in sponsorships and monetization, and we're kind of combining our two expertises together to create a really powerful course that's really going to be for anybody who is doing any kind of online show, and how you can actually make money at it. Because more and more people are doing podcasts than ever before, and nobody's making money except for those very, very few people who've got huge followings. And you don't necessarily have to have a huge following to make money on your show. But we'll talk about that more. So if you know anybody interested in that kind of topics, please send them my way. You know, send them to talkradio.nyc. All right, enough of this wonderful stuff. Let's move forward with our quotes from the universe. Let's see what the universe has in store for us today. It all goes by so fast, doesn't it? Absolutely. 1 minute you're here and the next you're not. So really, you've got nothing to lose, have you? Nothing. You're going to make it, quote unquote, home anyway. You're going to be exalted, and it's going to be so glorious, happy, and easy. Then, after a careful life review, you're going to slap your hand on your celestial forehead, jump up and down with uproarious laughter, and say, OMG, my thoughts really did become the things. And as exalted as I am here, I was there. And as easy as it is here, so could it have been there. I want to play again. I want to go back. This time, I promise not to forget. I promise I'll believe in myself. I'll feel the love. I'll keep the faith. I will. And so here you are, back again. love you like crazy, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. And this one in particular, I really like, because it's really, I think the universe today is trying to remind us that, you know, as the old expression goes, dying is easy, living is hard. Dying is easy. We don't make it that way because of the perspective that this society has on dying. And it's not always this way, and it's not all over the world. There are many cultures that honor dying, that respect the process. I mean, the whole Tibetan Book of the Dead kind of talks about this whole dying process. And personally, you know, having lost, you know, a few members of my family, my wife's family, friends, I've really come to appreciate the process of dying, and that it can be a process. It doesn't have to be something, and again, sometimes it is something very sudden, but it doesn't have to be. And it doesn't have to be something that filled with mourning and sadness and anguish and pain. It really doesn't. It all just depends how we view it. And I personally, I kind of see it as just the next phase of life. I sometimes feel we're so fearful of death because we really don't know what awaits us. And we really do fear that it's the end of our existence. Personally, I've just experienced too many things in my life. I've had too many strange things happen that I just know in my heart of hearts that there's more to life than just our physical senses. And I just really do believe, I use really way too much. I do believe that this is just one experience in the stream of our overall existence, and that our essence, our soul, our spirit, whatever you want to call it, but our true deep essence that's beyond personality has lived before and will live again. And those in-between times where we do review our life, where we do have the space to experience what is it like to be non-physical, that those are beautiful, exquisite experiences. And they are definitely not the only experience of value. I remember when I first got put back on my spiritual path and I was studying with this spiritual ascension teacher. Now looking back, I see how there was almost this underlying desire to escape this physical world. And that, oh, once we ascend and we become these amazing spiritual beings, that we're not going to come back and incarnate, and we're not going to, you know, experience this physical world. And now I have a very different view of it. I actually don't think that's a very healthy attitude to have, a very healthy perspective to have. And it's interesting because there are some psychics, some mediums that I've spoken to who kind of say, like, when they communicate with the spirits on the other side, that they're kind of laughing at us who are trying, the people who are trying to escape this life, because they're all trying to get into life. They're all waiting for a baby to be born that they can incarnate into. And I think we have a tendency to really undervalue the significance of having a physical life. of the evolution that takes place, not just for us personally, but for our souls. And that it is through this physical incarnation that we learn lessons, we grow, and that our very soul evolves. And that this life, we didn't come here to escape life. And we didn't come here to suffer and be filled with pain. Not to say that there aren't people's lives that are filled with pain. Even my own life. I've had many painful moments in the past in my life. And I'm sure I'll have painful moments in the future. That doesn't mean pain is a bad thing. I think it's more the challenge around our perspective around pain and the things that happen that we think we don't want. And this so feeds into what I'm going to talk about today after I finish with the quotes of the day about having a higher perspective and the importance of it in our life. And, you know, what the universe here is saying that not only are our thoughts become things, not only are we powerful creatures beyond measure, but that we actually wanted to be here. And not only did we want to be here, the universe thought it was a pretty good idea for us to be here. And this is something that my dear friend Jennifer Huff, who I absolutely have to get back on the show again, she's just so amazing, and I learn so much from her. She pointed this out in one of her classes, and it just spoke to me so well. And I want you all to really listen and hear this. If there's nothing else in this entire show that you get, I really want you to hear this point. If we think about what it takes, what mathematical, statistical odds it took for any of us to be born, for you to be born. That first of all, after the Big Bang and all these molecules and atoms are spreading out through the universe and through all of existence until they coalesced and came together to form stars and planets, that just to create this planet Earth, like what kind of mathematical numbers around things happening, the odds of that happening. And then for creating the conditions for life to evolve from these single-celled organisms or through all this stuff to people evolving and then people dying. And the fact that your ancestors survived and had children who survived and had children and who survived long enough and had children to come to the point that your parents came together and that you were conceived and you were born, just on the physical level, just on the physical right level. Let's just talk about, you know, what are the thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of sperm that had to come together with the egg? The influences, the environment. And how that all had to come together in a way that you could actually be born. Plus now, again, I'm a believer in multiple lifetimes. Think of the ancestors that make the DNA that made you, and then the multiple lifetimes that came together for your spirit to come into being. And all this stuff coming together, the amount of figuring out and machinations and probabilities that all came together for you to show up and be you. Like, how could the universe not think you were a good idea? How could this not, you know, be like at such a statistical probability that's way far out there? How could it not be a good idea that we're all here? So you're here now. This isn't going to be your only lifetime, and you're going to come back. And you're going to learn even more and grow more and experience more, and your soul is going to evolve even more. And for those of you listening, and if you have a religious bent to you, and if you're a Christian and you think, oh, like reincarnation's not in the Bible, that's not true. There are many veiled references to reincarnation in the Bible. Jesus himself said, when people asked him who John the Baptist was, he said, lo, that's Elijah come back. What does that mean? Was Elijah's spirit come back? Just because you don't see things spelled out directly does not mean that they're not there. And considering how much of the world is Buddhist and Hindu and all these other religions that do believe in reincarnation, actually many more people in the world are part of religions that actually believe in reincarnation than don't. So anyway, I'm way over time. I still have Abraham's quote to get through. So I have no guests today, so I can actually take my time. So I'm going to go to break now. And when I come back, I'm going to get to Abraham's quote. And we already started talking about it. It's having a different perspective in life. And I'm going to get through. I've kind of been talking about the how, in a sense, a little bit. And I'm going to talk about the why and how it's really going to serve you in your life and why this is so important. I'll explain also why this topic happened to come up for me at the moment. So thank you for being with me. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, live right here on talkradio.nyc, all over Facebook Live, on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon now. I'm on Amazon. If you do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour on Amazon, you'll find me there. So we do this every Thursday, 12 noon, live 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on talkradio.nyc. And we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. It's one of those shows. It's just me and you, and I'm very grateful that you're here today with me. I got these really long quotes of the day, and I just finished talking about the quote from the universe, but I didn't really wrap it up. So I just wanted to say, so what's the quote from the universe that I was just talking about last segment? What is it really all about? It's just about how we are amazing, powerful beings of creation, and we came here because we wanted to be here at this time, right here, right now. And it may not feel like it in the moment. You may be saying, Sam, you're crazy. I never wanted to live through a pandemic in my lifetime. Maybe you didn't, but your soul did. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And the universe wanted you to be here, or the universe would not have conspired for you to be born and be here. So let's keep moving. And we're going to talk more about that. Okay, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Wow. I mean, these quotes are just amazing. They're always so in alignment. From Abraham, your emotion, your indicator of vibration, is indicating the ratio between your currently focused desire and any other belief or thought that you hold about same. When you feel negative emotion, anger about something, or fear, the name the emotion does not matter. Always means that there is a desire within you that, in this moment, you are contradicting with some other thought. Your emotions are always about your relationship with your own desire and nothing else. And it's time for you to just begin relaxing about it and not make it a personal issue of your own valor or your own value or your own integrity. In other words, it's just, how many times have I thought this thought? Abraham. This is a juicy one. I haven't had this quote before. This is a quote where Abraham is really talking about sort of where we are in the moment is really all about our deepest desires, what we truly and deeply want in our life, and how in alignment or how much we're contradicting those deep desires. So the more in alignment we are with those desires, the happier we feel, the more joyful we are, the more enthusiastic, the more energy we have. And the more we're in conflict with those desires, the more we are experiencing sort of what Abraham's labeling as these negative emotions, fear, anger, disgust, you know, all these things. It's just an indication of how out of alignment we are with the desire around it. And Abraham's saying, look, like, cut yourself some slack. Stop making it such a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's only about what are you choosing to focus on and think about when it comes to whatever that underlying desire is. And that the more in alignment you are, and it's kind of funny because we tend to think of these emotions in kind of like a negative manner. And the truth is they are like so important and they serve us so well because they really show us, you know, where we are in relation to where we want to be. And that if we didn't feel upset or angry or whatever, or at issue with something, then we wouldn't know that there's something we need to change. And that it's all here to serve us. It really is. Oh, there I go using that word really. It's all here to serve us. And that by our recognizing, and I say, when we get triggered, when these negative emotions come up, when we're not feeling so hot, as opposed to judging ourselves, as opposed to like making it something of dire consequence, let's just be curious about it. Why am I feeling this way? What is going on? What is triggering me? Where am I? What is the underlying desire, which we're often not even aware of? And how am I not in alignment with that underlying desire? And when we become really curious about it, and we kind of remove the judgment and the blame and the shame around it, then we can see, oh, I get it. This is why I'm feeling so bad, because I really want to believe I'm a creature of creation and that I am abundant as the world around me. Yet because of what just happened, I'm worried about money and I don't feel like a creator. And I'm worried about how am I going to pay my bills. And so there is the disconnect. And so now that I see that, I can turn my attention more towards being a creator, being creative, allowing more abundance, and in doing the things to attract more abundance. And that by shifting our energy from a contractive energy to an expansive energy, we actually are in a better state to create the very things that we want. One of the biggest challenges we have is that when we are confronted with a problem, when we are confronted with something that we don't want in our life, we focus too much on the fact that it's there. Or we focus on the fact that it's something undesired in our life, instead of just accepting it for what it is and saying, okay, this is what is. What can I do about it? What can I change? How can I shift who I am being in the moment to go more in the direction of what I want? And even though this unwanted thing is showing up in my life, I'm going to assume that there's some lesson in this for me, that there's something for me to learn from this, that there's some way for me to grow from this. And as I move my focus over to what it is that I really want, and I remind myself that I am a creator, that I create my life every single day from my choices, my focus, my energy, my actions, my attitudes. And trying to lean in that direction and just like being easy on ourselves and say, hey, you know what? It's okay to feel upset right now. And I'm upset because I want to be more in alignment with what it is that I truly desire. And it's okay if what you truly desire is not manifesting, is not coming to you right away. Let's stop beating ourselves up. Oh, I don't know what happened. I used to be such a good manifester and I'm not a good manifester anymore. Let's stop that nonsense. It is purely an indication of how in alignment you are with what it is you say you want or what you think you want. And that when we shift from a position of feeling like we're a victim of something to we are a creator of our life and we can create something different, even our physiology changes and our nervous system relaxes and the parasympathetic, the sympathetic nervous system goes down and the parasympathetic nervous system comes up and we create even more and we're in a better position to create. And so when we do that, then we're better able to find the solutions that we want. And just a small, tiny example. I'm going to give this example because I see Patty on the Facebook Live saying she's trying to get her shot. I'm not sure what she's referring to, but if she's talking about her vaccine, I think she might appreciate this one. So my sister lives in Israel, and Israel's being very aggressive about vaccinating people, but still, like, there are requirements and stages. And my sister, because she's over 60, and they were vaccinating people, like, here in New York, it's over 65, but in Israel, it was, like, over 60. And so my sister and her brother went to go get vaccinated. And they also had a special day because her son, Shlomo, is a special needs child. He's developmentally disabled. I mean, he's beyond autistic, though he has autistic traits. And so there was a special day for special needs kids. And so she brought him to the clinic to get vaccinated towards the end of the day. And then after he got vaccinated, they were like, you know, we have some extra vaccine around. Everyone's come for their appointment. If you know anybody who would like to get vaccinated, tell them to come by like in the next like 15, 20 minutes before we close up. And so she called her daughter, who lived not that far away from the center, and said, hey, Naomi, if you want to get vaccinated, get down here right now. They have some extra shots left over and you can get it. So Naomi came in, got vaccinated. Now, whether you're really for vaccinations or not is sort of besides the point. My sister very much is. She believes in getting her flu shot every year and all this stuff. I'm not quite so up on all that. But because she was so in alignment with her desire, she wanted to see her family get vaccinated. And she manifested it, in my opinion, through her choices by deciding to bring Shlomo there towards the end of the day and all these little things and her attitude towards it and the fact that she, you know, talks about it to the whole family. She was able to get her daughter, one of her daughters, the other one's in the army, so she couldn't do it, but was able to get her daughters vaccinated. Now, it's just a tiny, tiny thing, but it just goes to show that when you're in alignment, things can happen. Now, for me personally, I'm just taking my time. I want to wait. I'm not in a big rush. I'm kind of being careful. Not that I'm necessarily not going to get a shot. I probably will. I just don't like being the first person online when it comes to something like this. I just want to take a little bit of a wait and see attitude and see. But look, we're all tired of this lockdown. We're all tired. We want to move on. And we also have to be mindful that this is a virus. It's a very deadly virus. Many, many people have died from it. And it's a challenge. And everybody wants to get back to being able to be with others and be with people. So anyway, I'm off on a little bit of a tangent, but all I'm trying to point out is that the more in alignment we are, the better we feel, the more we manifest things. And it helps us in both a spiritual, energetic, as well as a psychological and physiological manner. And I'm over time again, time for a break. But when we come back, two wonderful, amazing, beautiful quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham, totally in alignment with my topic today, which is a higher perspective and why it's important for us to see things from a higher perspective and how it serves us in our life. And so we're going to get to that right after this break. I apologize for taking so long. Well, not really. I actually like talking about the quotes of the day for so long because they're such juicy quotes and so in alignment with the topic that they're really worth going through. I hope you like them. If you have any questions or comments, please continue. I see Patty on the Facebook Live. Please continue to post on the Facebook Live and let me know what do you want to know about. And we're going to get into higher perspective right after these messages. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster. The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for coming in and joining and listening in today. I just want to remind any new listeners joining us that this is broadcast on talkradio.nyc. You know, I usually say it's an internet radio station, but we do all these videos as well now. So we're actually a media channel now. Really should call us a media channel. And we're growing. And we're adding new hosts all the time. There'll be a new show starting this month, maybe in second one. I don't know. We'll see. I have a bunch of people I'm talking to who'll come on board. And I do hope that you'll check out our full show schedule on talkradio.nyc and listen into some of the other amazing shows on all kinds of topics, everything from nonprofits to entrepreneurship to we even have a new show now about suicide, which I think is a very important topic. I interviewed Albert for his first show back in December, and it's a really important show. And more shows coming all the time. I got some fun ones in store. You know, I've been talking to some of my hosts and they've been referring people to me, and you're going to see the station this year is really going to grow a lot. Oh, there I am with the really again, is going to grow a lot. And if you know somebody, if you know somebody who's been doing what they're doing for at least 5 years and they're fairly well established and they realize now the importance of having an online presence and doing something like this each and every week, and you'd like to introduce them to me and you think like they would be a good host and they could create a show that would go in alignment with our brand of empowering, uplifting, inspiring, and educating people, please feel free to connect me to them. And my email address for the radio station is sam@talkradio.nyc. So please feel free to connect me with them. I'm always looking to talk to good people, and the station is continuing to grow, and I'm really excited about where we are now and where we're going. And yeah, it is, buckle your seatbelts because we're going to take off. Anyway, let's get to, well, I've already been talking about it, but the theme of today's show is about the importance of seeing things from a higher perspective. Oh, I forgot. And people sometimes ask me, like, what's in this giant mug that you drink? Well, it's tea. It's not coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. And I actually haven't reached out yet, but there's a tea and coffee company down in the village that's been around a long, long time. And I'm going to talk to them about sponsoring me. And then you're going to hear me talking about all kinds of tea every week. So put in a good thought for me. Let's have a lot of good energy around me finding a tea sponsor. Anyway, seeing things from a higher perspective. Now, why did I choose this topic? I chose it because it really resonated with me. And it's something that sort of came to me last week when I was at the Evolutionary Business Council annual retreat. And on the last day, on Saturday, there's this wonderful speaker who I absolutely adore and love. His name is Satyan Raja. He's based out of Vancouver. I met him for the first time a couple of years ago through the Evolutionary Business Council. I did a weekend with him, and the man, he is such a wonderful embodiment of male energy, and he's a role model for me. And so on his session at the annual retreat, He spoke about, and this is why I brought this up, how to deal with difficult people, how to deal with people, whether it's personally or people in public, who are megalomaniacs, egotistical, narcissistic, who are, just name whatever kind of ism you want to put out there, that they're just what we would typically label not good people. And he talked about how to really deal with that from an internal perspective, is to take it to a higher level, to look at what is their soul yearning for that they are being the way they are. And when he said it, it kind of shifted things for me. And he said, as an example, you know, if there's somebody out there and they're being so self-centered, egotistical, megalomaniacal, which there have been people like that throughout all of history. There are always people like that. That when you look at it from a soul perspective, you realize, you know what? They're just a really hurt soul that's looking for attention, that probably didn't get the love, the care, the attention that they needed when they were very young. They didn't have good role models. They didn't have a good environment to grow up in. And it's their soul crying out in pain because of this lack that they feel inside of them. Now, this doesn't mean that we put up with their nonsense. It doesn't mean that we can accept their behaviors, but realize it's a behavior and not what they are, their essence. Now, why is this an important perspective to have? Because when we look at things in a sort of a surface manner of oh, look at this person, they're being so awful, how does that make us feel? It like gets us upset, and we expend all this energy, and then that's energy we don't have towards doing good work in the world. And so if we're going to be a more positive force in the world, if we're going to have a greater impact, we don't want to bring our energy down. We want to build it up. And so by seeing things from a deeper level, a deeper perspective, that everybody we encounter, they're not just a person with a personality, they're a soul, they're a spirit. And for those people that believe in God, they're an aspect of God, as we all are. I mean, in my perspective, we're all God. That all of this together is God. I mean, that's my view of things. I don't kind of believe in this separation between creator and creation. Creator and creation are the same thing. So we are the creator of creation that creates creation. And so because I don't believe in this separation, I believe that in the coming together, in the working together, in the importance of us coming together, especially in today's world, especially in this environment, especially at these times, because humanity as a whole is facing challenges that we've never faced. I mean, not that we've never faced before. I mean, we've faced the Spanish flu, and even environmentally, you know, I personally believe humanity is much older than the history books teach us. And look, there is plenty of evidence that human beings were around during the end of the last ice age, probably around the beginning of the last ice age or before. But we are facing extreme ecological challenges, environmental challenges And we're actually, what we really need to face up to, that as a species, as individuals, we haven't fully faced up to, is our impact on our own environment. And how so much of our actions and how we are being in the world is creating a more and more and more toxic environment. Now, the environment can be very forgiving. So there's a certain amount of toxicity it can hold, but eventually that gets to a point that it can't hold. And the planet will go on. And if we make such a toxic environment that we as a species, as human beings, can't survive, we won't. And we'll die off, and nature will eventually, over thousands of years, will bring things back into balance, and other creatures will evolve and develop. But for our own sake, when we take a higher perspective in looking at the whole world, then when we're making choices, leaving a light switch on or turning it off, what kind of car do I get? What do I do with the plastic? Am I recycling? You know, am I reusing things? Am I, you know, instead of buying things brand new, can I buy a book that somebody else owned that I can just buy it and read it instead of someone having to print a new book? Except for my book, remember, don't forget, everydayawakeningbook.com. Check it out. Or tell your friends about it. This higher perspective of looking at the large, overall, bigger picture, it can inform our daily decisions and serve us in the moment. Okay, I'm over time again. Got to take our last commercial break. Time flies so much. I hope you're enjoying this. If you have any questions, comments, Sanaya, I see your comment. Thank you. Okay, I'll stop apologizing for going over. It's good stuff. Let me know. What challenges are you facing? Post them now on the Facebook Live that you would like a shift to a higher perspective. And I'll see what I can do about that, whether it's a health issue, a relationship issue, a business issue, whatever kind of issue. Summarize it really short and succinctly, post it in the comment of the Facebook Live video, and we'll talk about it next segment. And if I don't see any comments around that, I'll just keep going because we only have a few more minutes to finish up the show. All right, you're listening to, what is it? The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. All right, it's time for us to wrap this all up. Oh my God, I can't believe I have like less than 10 minutes left to finish this up. So we're talking about having a higher perspective and how this serves us. So let's give some concrete real world examples. I had a challenge. It was, I work with a business coach, a wonderful woman named Monique, who I've had on the show, who lives in Germany. And I started working with her because I felt that she was very strong in the things that I'm very not strong in. She's very good at like making things concrete and clear and focused. And so I've been working with her a year, and it was time to end of the year that either I stop working with her or I renew. And she's not cheap to work with. She's I'm paying her more than I've paid any other coach I've ever worked with. And I do believe in working with coaches. You know, that's why I am a coach and a consultant, that I believe that when we work with somebody else, that they bring an outside perspective. They bring their experience, which is different from ours, and there's a lot of value in it. But I originally was thinking of not continuing with her. Because I just felt like I was getting so busy and there's so many things to do. And I was learning all this stuff from her and I didn't have time to implement. But when I was talking with her, and she was talking about, you know, moving forward in this year and what do I need and the differences and how I felt about things. And I felt really kind of nervous. Because I wanted to say yes to her. I did end up saying yes to her. I knew my wife would be a little bit upset at the idea of spending that money. But I also knew that that nervousness was around what it would mean of me to step up, that if I make this commitment, what I need to do. And so if I stuck to my thoughts, my rational thoughts, I would have just say, I need a break, you know, give me a few months and I'm going to stop. But because I was nervous about it, that told me something. Because I don't get nervous that often. Sometimes I do. But I'm fairly solid. I don't get nervous nearly as much as I used to. Not that I never get it, but it's not as common. But I knew like, oh, if I get nervous, there's something real here for me. There's something for me to learn here. There's a way for me to grow. And that's where I took a higher perspective. I took a look at, well, let's just take the mundane, the superficial kind of stuff out of it and look at it from a higher perspective. What do I want to accomplish this year? Do I want to grow my business? Do I want to double it again like I did last year? Yes, absolutely. Am I clear about my goals? Yes. Do I want support in doing that? Do I want the help? Would still working with this person who's grown her own business, who has teams, who's setting up all these systems, who's doing all this stuff, would there be value? And is there a better chance that I would make more money by continuing to work with her than taking a break and stopping? And by looking at the broader picture and looking at where I want to go and how she can support me, I had to say yes. Even though I was nervous about it, even though in the moment it didn't necessarily seem like a smart decision because of how expensive it is to work with her, and I'm actually paying her even more money this year. From a broader perspective, it actually was the right decision. And now that I've started and we're moving along and I'm working with her still, I can see, I can feel, yeah, it actually was the right thing. And so I invite you to take a look at your own life. Take a look at where you're nervous about things. Take a look about where do you have challenges? Where are you being triggered? And ask yourself, what would be a higher perspective? What would be a broader perspective? How can I pull out from the minutiae, the little details of what's going on right here, right now, and pull out to a bigger, broader perspective of who I am? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to go? What are my desires as a creator? Reminding ourselves that we are always first and foremost a creator of our life. And asking ourselves that basic question in this situation, whether it's a relationship, a business decision, a health decision, a spiritual decision, what is it that I want to create for myself in my life? How can I be more in alignment to where I want to go? And what is the deeper meaning of what's going on here? What is the lesson for me? What is the growth that I can experience? Who do I need to become to be the person who experiences the kinds of experiences I want to have around this topic? And by doing that, we show up differently. By taking that broader perspective, by looking at things from the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 foot view, and then coming back. Like once we've got that broad perspective, then coming back and honing on this individual situation. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for the people around me, my family, my friends, my relatives, the world at large, my community? What does it mean for all of them? And so for me, when I look at my decision to continue to work with my coach, what it means for all of you, it means I am stepping up my game. It means I'm going to be sharing more. I'm going to be sharing hopefully better, that what I'm going to be creating and doing and offering to you as time goes by will be more in alignment with what you want, how I can serve you, and how I can bring this community together more and expand it to a greater and higher level. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope my stories and my triads on like all this stuff going off on all these topics serves you in some way. And shifts not just your perspective, not just your mindset, but shifts the way you operate in the world, even if it's just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit, to move more in alignment with who and what you are, because I know you are much more powerful than you know. And that's why the subtitle of my book, Everyday Awakening, is You Are More Powerful Than You Know. I know that you are. I want you to know that for yourself. So thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all my loyal listeners, Sanaya, Patty. I didn't see William today, but I'm sure he's there. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Please stay tuned. Coming up next is Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage. And guess who one of his guests is on his show today? Me. Oh my God, it was so wonderful to be a guest on his show for a change and not to be the one interviewing people. So please stay tuned, listen to that on talkradio.nyc. And later tonight, Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership. Tomorrow, our full block of four shows, Philanthropy and Focus, Always Friday, The Entrepreneurial Web, Wise Content Creates Wealth. And next week, we start it all over again and we got more great stuff for you. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Go out there, find a way to have a deeper perspective on your life. We will talk to you next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.